Hello, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey,
is this a better time for you?
Yes, this is perfect.
Good. Did you get the stain off your shoe?
I did. My sock is ruined, so.
Well, we can forfeit a sock. Hopefully it wasn't a Nike sock where it cost you $25 for two pairs.
It's fine. It had a hole in it anyway.
All right. So did your partner make it back yet?
So he actually said that he had to run to a further lumber store, but
okay.
I kind of ran everything over on the phone. He said, that sounds good. We were looking at getting a service like this from someone else, but it's a little bit more expensive. So if y'all are able to do it at that price, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to lock you down at that price point, and I have everything that I need except what is Connor's phone number?
Let me pull it up real quick.
Yeah, and the only reason why is because I know he's a full partner, and if he wants to call in and make a change or say you're unavailable for some reason, then we have his phone number, and there's no, like, you know, all he has to have is a security password. We don't have to call you, get approval, everything, you know?
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, we are 50-50 on the LLC, so that'd be ideal.
I love that.
So it is, his number is 254.
Yes.
633.
You got it.
1300.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Full partner. Full also. Okay. All right, perfect. So let me see. I'm submitting that now. You do have the LLC, which is a form of licensing. So I'm going to put that in here, has LLC. Okay, so the next thing is this. Did you guys decide you do want us to rebuild the site?
I mean, maybe. That's something that's kind of, we just don't really use the site a whole lot.
I understand, but this is the reason. Let me tell you the advantages, okay?
Okay.
The advantages, there are advantages. Even though you guys don't use the site, your customers do. And when we anchor you to the first page of Google, think about the last time you went to Google to look for anything, and they didn't have a website, and you kept moving.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So it gives you legitimacy, and plus, on that, when we hyperlink it everywhere else, so for example, when people go to Yelp, which is rare, but they go to Yelp or they go to Bing or they go to Apple, those are all secondary, they're still looking for that website. They still want to see the website. That's where they're going to link back to get into direct contact with you. That's why the website has more importance, even though your situation, it doesn't work. You know, you haven't been dependent on the site, and that isn't the idea here. It's just to give you legitimacy and accuracy because that website is going to be your signature eventually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You said the redoing that website was included at that price,
right? It's all inclusive. Yeah, there's nothing additional for it. I'm going to set a client onboarding appointment for regular onboarding, and then I set what we call a My Site appointment to verify and go over photographs and the different things that you want for that. But it's all inclusive. There's nothing additional for it. So I have gone ahead and put in here to call your cell phone when we're calling for onboarding calls and things like that, so we're not interrupting the business because we want to make sure of that. So for your regular client onboarding, this is a 20 to 30 minute phone call. We block off an hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. I don't know what your calendar looks like for today, but today I have between 1 and 2, and I have between 3 and 4, 4 and 5, or 5 and 6.
Would it,
or tomorrow all day, starting between 9 and, and 10, and the last one's between 5 and 6.
Okay, let's shoot today between 5 and 6.
You got it. Okay, and then for tomorrow's appointment for the website, again, it's just like a 30-minute phone call. It's a quick phone call. What time tomorrow for that?
Could we do 5 or 6 there as well? Would that be available or no?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to work with the team and see if I can get it available. And I will let you know tomorrow. Actually, I'll let you know this afternoon when we call you for onboarding. because okay. I'm going to be the one to introduce you to your onboarding agent. I'm actually going to call you from our 877 phone number, and I'm going to say, hey, Robert, this is your onboarding agent, and whoever we get, and make sure that there's no additional questions whatsoever. And then at that time, I'll tell you the time that I've confirmed, if that time is confirmed. If it's not, then I'll have a different opportunities for you, and we'll determine that
later on. Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Perfect. Now, the billing address for the cards that you're putting on file, is that going to be the new address or is it the old address?
I think it's going to be a different address altogether.
Altogether, completely different. Okay, yeah. No worries. Let me get to that screen then.
Just because this is it's a new warehouse, so we don't even have a mailbox here yet. So, I've just been having all of the billing sent to like any of our documents and stuff has just been sent to my personal address. So that way, you know, I make sure that I get it.
Yeah. Because you want to make sure that you're getting everything that you need. Okay, perfect. So we've got this. One second. And I'm ready for that address.
703
mm-hmm.
South Marable, Marable Street.
Hold on.
And that's West Texas.
Got it. West. Zip code?
76691.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 5144-5700-0170.
Mm-hmm.
3592.
Expiration month and year?
10 of 25.
3-digit code on the back?
461.
I'm setting a security question for your account. You're going to want to make sure Connor knows this. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's see. Let's do the city I was born in.
Okay. Which is?
Just put Waco. W-A-C-O.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I always tell people, because they're like, is that really the only questions? You can put whatever answer you want. I don't care.
Okay.
As long as you know when we ask that question what the password is, because this is the thing, is if, say, Connor calls in to make adjustment, we've got his number flagged so we know that he's a user on the account, and they're just going to make sure that, you know, hey, what's the password on the account, or what is your mother's maiden name, or whatever the question is. And this is to protect your proprietary information, because I'm going to read you a voice verification right now outlining the service agreement, the fact that your pricing is locked in at $299, it's not going to go up or change. And it's very rare, but occasionally there have been scam calls that come in, and they will sound similar to us, and people forget to ask for the security password, or they get asked a question like, hey, it's this much more money to do the website, when you know I said the website was free, you know?
Yeah.
So we always, like, caution everybody, just because you need to be aware of strange people and things. So that's why we set that up. So, again, if Waco is where you were born, fantastic. If it's not, and that's just the answer, there's nobody going to do a live scan on you and see if that's true or not, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I'm processing the payment now for the $398, and I'm going to read a voice verification because you are in a preferred pricing agreement. So if you have any questions during this voice verification, feel free to stop me so that I can address it for you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Enterprise Deck Company.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Erfurt, owner.
Robert, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Are there any other authorized users on this account?
Yes. Connor Crow.
And his title within the company?
Owner.
Do you guys agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is June 5th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the fifth day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of just $299. Again, a true flat rate, no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Okay. You said $299 a month, and what was going to be charged first? It was a higher number. What was that?
$398 is going to be charged today.
$398. Okay, perfect.
Yep. So I did try to process the account, and it came back with an AVS mismatch, meaning the address we have on the file for this card is incorrect. So the address down is 703 South Maribel Street, Marable Street in West Texas, 76691.
That should be correct.
Okay, I'm going to try it again. I didn't want to try to ding the card again before I verified that I didn't make a clerical snafu. Let me just double check. Okay, looks like it processed. I did change the South. I had spelled out South, and I just put it as an S, so maybe it's just the system being a little bit finicky. So I would like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. There is one last bit of housekeeping, and I'm going to send you a text that's going to be a clickable link. It's going to say, Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. So once you click that and open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, that you do receive SMS text messages, and then just type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay.
Okay. And then it will take you to a username and password, which is also being sent over to you via text message.
Okay, perfect. So okay. I see the one that says mylocalsplash.com/terms.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two of those.
It's just I sent it, and the system probably sent it like right after I did. I apologize.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so I agree. I'm authorized holder. Let's see. Okay, so it looks like that is done, and I'm going to create username and password.
The username is going to be the phone number for the company, ending in 2050. It should be, hold on, let me see what text is sent over. Sometimes it's wacky a little bit. Okay, here we go. Open her up. Okay, it says username is the number ending in 2050, and then the whole phone number, no dashes, no parentheses, nothing like that. And then the password is all lowercase, FABADS, F-A-B-A-D-S.
S-A-D-A-D-S?
Yes, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, A as in Apple, D as in Dog, S as in Sam.
Okay, sorry, one more time. F-A-B?
B, Boy.
Oh, Boy, okay. Fab,
ads.
And then
ads, A-D-S, all lowercase, no capital.
A-D-S, okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. F-A-B, A-D-S. Okay. Perfect. I'm writing all this down so that
and you got it in a text. You got it in a text, okay, too, so you have a copy of it. Okay? Yeah.
Perfect.
So, okay, let me see here. Hold on one second. Yes, it's okay. I will stay for that call. Just remember that. Okay. Okay, perfect. So it's going to be called. It's going to be tomorrow. I was able to secure the time that you wanted for the 5 p.m. And she said, because she works different hours. She's the one I really wanted for you. Her name is Celine. She's fantastic. And she's just going to go over what your expectations are of the website. I'm putting in the notes that you want to mimic what you currently have. You need the bottom half, you know, finished up, and that you'd like any other features or advice that we suggest. And then in the meantime, between you and Connor, if you guys come up with anything specific that you want, or, hey, we would really, you know, we're thinking about implementing this at some point, then you can just let us know that tomorrow, okay?
Okay. So we have some ideas. We just don't know how to implement them. So that'll be something we go over tomorrow.
Yes, that's exactly. Yep. She's going to go over the expectation tomorrow so we can go ahead and deliver on that for you, okay?
And one more time, what was her name?
Celine.
How do you spell that?
S-E-L-E-N-E. I think it's like Selene, really.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
And so with this, what's going to happen is I'm going to call you from our 877 phone number. So I sent that over to your cell phone. I'm also going to send it over to the phone number we're on, just because I feel like it's a good idea for you to lock that 877 number into both phones. The 877 number is how you connect with Local Splash across the board. If you want to speak with Amy, you press 224, which I included in both text messages. But you can just get on there and say website support or client support or whatever support it is you need, and we direct your call to that department. Okay?
Okay, that's fantastic.
Okay. All right, so everything is good. I'm going to speak with you in just a little bit. Again, we'll be calling between 5 and 6. It may not be right at 5. It may be 5:05, 5:07. As soon as we're finished up with the client in front of you, we will be calling, and I'll be introducing you to your onboarding agent. Robert, you're going to get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before that appointment. So if for any reason you or Connor gets tied up and you're not able to take the call, just go ahead and call or text back in so I can reschedule you right away, okay?
Okay, we should be available. That text should be perfect, even if it's just 5 minutes before, because sometimes we don't hear the phone ring because of tools. But I will do my best to answer that.
And we'll make multiple attempts. So if you don't answer on the first call, we call back right away, like we do back-to-back calls, and then we wait 5 more minutes and then we call again. And if it doesn't, then if that doesn't work, like if we can't get a hold of you and you call back in, say, 7 minutes after that, if we can still accommodate the call, if the technician hasn't moved on to the next caller, then we will accommodate you. Then if not, we'll reschedule you for the next available appointment time, okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds perfect.
All right. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I truly appreciate your time. Welcome to Local Splash. I'm really excited what this means for your company.
All right. Thanks, Amy. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later, Robert. Thanks for your time.
All right.
Okay. Bye.